ICE says some 300 immigrants who are awaiting deportation proceedings have been moved from Arizona detention facilities to less costly forms of supervised release. The move drew fire from Governor Jan Brewer, who suggested it was a political stunt. Another critic is Paul Babiou, sheriff of Pinal County, home to several detention facilities.
For them to just be released and to not tell the local police chiefs, to not tell the local sheriffs, and then for us to have to drag the truth out of them, not only is it not transparent, this does create a public safety concern.
Not everyone in immigrant detention has a criminal record. Some are detained to ensure they appear in court. Immigrant rights advocates have long pushed the administration to scale back the use of detention. Lindsay Marshall directs the Florence Project, which represents immigrants in court.
This announcement and releasing people in this way, for me, is sort of a confirmation of how many people we are holding in custody that don't need to be there.
A detention bed costs well over $100 a day compared to less than $14 for alternative supervision. Jude Jaffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.